goes to Dr. Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, Lobert, L-O-U-B-E-R-T, fax 989-953-5801, regarding Rebecca, R-E-B-E-K-A-H, Davidson, D-A-V-I-D-S-O-N, date of birth June 17th of 1960. Dear Dr. Lobert, Ms. Davidson was referred for evaluation of elevated creatinine. She's a 62-year-old female who currently has a guardian, a court-appointed guardian, after suffering some mental status deterioration several years ago, 2007. Initially, it was thought she had a stroke, and then she was transferred to a hospital in Detroit, and they found that she had a cerebral aneurysm. She had coils wrapped around the aneurysm and has been stable, although it took her months to recover, she reports. She actually required a tracheostomy while she recovered from that surgery. And she has had elevated creatinine levels since December of 2021, according to labs that were provided for this consultation. She does live alone. She does have help from PACE. She uses a taxi for transportation, and PACE brings her to the medical appointments that are needed. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion, a dry cough occasionally. She is a smoker. She smoked a half a pack of cigarettes a day for the last 48 years. She denies diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She has a history of recurrent UTIs. She's been pre-diabetic, she reports, for several years. And she does have intermittent problems with diarrhea off and on. And she's got a very poor memory since the aneurysm occurred in 2007. Past medical history, she's had long-term oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, degenerative joint disease, especially bad in the right knee, but it's also in the left knee, secondary hyperparathyroidism, hyperlipidemia, chronic neck and back pain, recurrent diarrhea, dementia, depression, fibromyalgia, edema of the lower extremities, obstructive sleep apnea, dysmetabolic syndrome, cataracts, and chronic obesity. Past surgical history, she's had an appendectomy, tonsillectomy, hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, cerebral aneurysm coils in 2007. She had a cystoscopy done in March of 2021. That was normal. And a temporary tracheostomy that was done when she had her cerebral aneurysm surgery and did not recover very fast. That was removed, though, and she does breathe fine at this point. Social history, she smokes a half pack of cigarettes a day for 48 years. She's divorced, lives alone. She has a court-appointed guardian. She uses marijuana several times a week, and she's a recovering alcoholic. Family history, her uncle had heart disease, and father had borderline diabetes. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, vitamin D3, 5,000 units daily. Vesicare, 10 milligram daily. Wellbutrin XL, 300 milligram daily. Crestor, 40 milligram daily. Vitamin B6, 1 daily. Omega-3, 1 gram capsules, 1 twice a day. Nortriptyline, 10 milligram at bedtime. Myrbetriq, it's M-Y-R-B-E-T-R-I-Q, 50 milligram daily. Namenda, 5 milligram, 1 in the morning and 2 in the evening. Melatonin, 5 milligram at bedtime. Lasix, 40 milligram twice a day. Potassium chloride, 20 milligram twice a day. Bisterol, 25 milligram 3 times a day. Hyprex, H-I-P-R-E-X, 1 gram twice a day. Fenofibrate, 150 milligram daily. Cymbalta is 60 milligram twice a day. Aricept 10 milligram daily, vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram injection once a month, Zyrtec 10 milligram daily, Baclofen 10 milligram three times a day, Tylenols 500 milligram, two tablets every 8 hours as needed, Abilify 10 milligram at bedtime. She also uses Voltaren gel occasionally for pain, Muscle Rub Ultra Strength also. She's not using any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 65 inches, weight is 238 pounds, pulse 107, and blood pressure is 120 over 80. Ears, tympanic membranes, and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Neck is supple. No carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with prolonged expiratory phase throughout and harsh expiratory sounds. Heart is regular and somewhat distant. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Pulses, fetal pulses are 1+. Capillary refill 2 to 3 seconds. No ulcerations or lesions are noted on the feet. And labs, most recent lab studies were done June 17th of 2022. Creatinine was 1.5, calcium 8.7, sodium 142, potassium 3.8, carbon dioxide 29, albumin is 4.3, estimated GFR 35, her hemoglobin is 14.7 with normal white count and a normal platelet. We did have a urinalysis August 10th of this year, negative for blood and negative for protein. Other creatinine levels, we have May 18th, 2022, creatinine 1.6, 4/11/22, creatinine 1.5, 3/18/22, creatinine 1.4, 2/7/22, creatinine was 1.1, 12/9/2021, creatinine 1.2. So it's in the 33 to 38 range for the last 6 months, the creatinine. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to long-term non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, prediabetes, also obesity. We're going to have repeat all of our labs this month, and we'd like them done every 3 months thereafter, and we'd like PACE to schedule a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. She should follow a low-salt diet. Smoking cessation was encouraged, and she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.